Hello?
Yes, sir, Mr. President.
Did you get home?
Yes, sir, I am.
Yeah, well, are you having dinner, I bet, huh?
No, I just got home and was out swimming a little bit to get some exercise.
That's good.
A little bit.
That's good. Well, that was a very interesting meeting. I was glad to get Connolly's reactions to everything. He's got very good intuition.
He sure does. His political instincts are just quiet. I think we're doing the right thing. I think that I didn't want to raise it in that meeting, but I think one of the reasons that we need to keep a little bit of the heat on the negative ads or in the attack is I think it's having an effect on McGovern.
Yeah, I think that's right. And it was good, though, that he reached the conclusion they should go forward.
Exactly.
He had to be convinced of it. Now he is convinced of it. Now he should go forward.
Well, one
incidentally, if we don't use them now, we're not going to be able to use them during the, it's better to use them now than during the Russian period.
I think that's right. Plus 6 weeks is about right if you want to build up the frequency of them.
Right.
Then we need to start a few of them now, and even if McGovern goes on next week to give a speech on amnesty, even to be able to use one or two the evening he's speaking, just maybe the credibility one or one that...
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it's interesting that he's... I understand it. He's gotten so sick of his schedule, he's now going to come back. Isn't that true? He's sort of canceled out and is going to come back and prepare a speech? Is that right or what?
Well, there are two stories, Mr. President. One is that he is canceled out of all of next week and is coming back to write a half-hour speech and buy television time for next week to try to explain his position primarily on amnesty, but also on defense. And he's got his defense proposal coming out this Thursday. Are working tonight too.
Do we know what it is or what? Or
we have
it. What is it now? Is he shifting it?
No, he's not really. He's trying to say he's got a hell of a blue ribbon panel that he... blue ribbon by his definition, not by ours, but in which he sets forth what his defense policies will be. He does not back away from the...
The cut?
The cut, no.
Well, that's the main thing.
That is.
We've got to hang him with that and just... And that has really got to be answered. That's got to be answered right in the same story, I think. Not wait. Not wait.
This is perfect because we have it 2 days in advance. And what he has tried to do is to say that we would remain number one in the world and that if we continued under the Nixon budgets, we'd have a $100 billion a year defense budget. And that isn't necessary.
Well, now, who's going to answer this and how that is on the defense? Is it Laird or what?
No, Laird, yes, sir.
He's got to hit it. He's got to hit it with maximum publicity. He's got to be built up.
That's right.
And he's got to use the thing that I worked out in the Legion speech. He would cut six aircraft carriers. That makes the second strongest Navy. He would cut 65th of Armor Force. That's the second strongest Air Force. We're already the second strongest Army. We're the second strongest Missile Force. You can kill them with that if they do it right.
I think that's right. And that ad that Connolly is talking about, the defense ad, the little one-minute spot, has models of airplanes, and it is being eliminated.
When would that be run, then?
Well, that's the one they talked about doing next week. So
starting next week, you mean?
Starting next week, yes, sir.
So it would hit while he's running?
Well, he's coming with us on Thursday of this week.
Oh, his defense budget, I see.
Defense proposal.
When would Mel hit then? Now, so I really think this is when we got a program.
Yeah, Mel would hit this Thursday, and at the same time, the McGovern is releasing it. And then Mel, of course, has Meet the Press this weekend, which gives him a marvelous opportunity to...
Yeah, he can hit it there, but let me say, I think hitting it for the evening news Thursday is terribly important the day he puts out his defense thing. Just slaughter him on it.
Yeah, because he'll play this just like the security analyst speaks. You can see him building this one up. He's released it 2 days in advance. He's got a list of people that, it's a legal size page, double spaced, I would guess 50 to 60 names on here. Pretty far out lefties. So he's more helper.
Oh, Christ.
Leslie Gelb.
Well, let's get those in. I mean, now, have you got somebody to work on that immediately as to who some of these people are, that they're involved in the Ellsberg case?
Yes, sir. They're working on it tonight.
They are.
In fact, I put
that's got to, he's got to be attacked on that strongly. If we get Meany to hit that would be good.
Well, Meany, I think, would love to take this one.
Well, take on Halperin and Gelb.
Yep, yep.
And this has got to be a real nut cutter. Now, we can't let him get off the hook on defense, you know.
No,
we really can't let him get off the hook on it.
Well, I think this will be, I'm kind of glad he's doing it the way he is, Mr. President, because I think the timing of it is pretty good. Obviously, we were planning to hit defense next week. We'll be accused of being defensive, but who cares?
No, we won't be defensive provided we hit it this week.
That's right. Well, we'll hit it the minute he puts it out. And,
that's good.
It reads quite well. This is better written than any of the white papers I've seen him produce so far. And he's trying to clean himself up on this issue. It's obvious that he's worried on the issues. It's obvious that he realizes where he goes, that he's getting hit very hard on gut issues. I think that
he tries to claim that a $32 billion cut leaves the U.S. first.
Well, that's right.
It's impossible. Yeah. No way.
That's what this says. And we served as leaders of the McGovern National Security Panel. The state has been released today. It's not his. It's their advisors.
Well, for Christ's sake, discredit the panel. And I really hope that we're getting the best nut cutters there are, and that. And then I just pick out the worst ones, like Halpern and Gelb and that.
That's right. I have some of my people working on it tonight, along with John Lehman from Channel A. Just a good man. Very good man. This is Paul Warnke. He's Herbert York, Clark Clifford.
Oh, Christ.
General Gavin. Proxmire.
Yes.
But
on the other hand, don't let him get away with this now, because this is an attempt to clean up. He's tried to. This guy is just doing what he did in that 68 campaign for the Senate. He's trying to move back to the center, lying, twisting, and turning, and we mustn't let him do it.
We sure as hell are not going to let him do it, because that's the only way he could get well.
Now, one thing I would do is to have Connolly issue a statement immediately after this and said this is a dishonest statement,
mm-hmm.
and I will answer it next week on television on Wednesday. You get the point?
Yes, sir.
So that you build his speech up. He says, I'm going to answer it. I said, this is a shocking, dishonest statement, and it's just incredible, you know what I mean, and I will answer it. And then you start building his speech up a bit. In other words, we haven't done much in building up the speeches up to our side makes, so we ought to do it that way, you see.
Yep, that's a good way to do it. Connolly is in New York tomorrow, and after we left the Oval Office, and you took off, Connolly and I took a few minutes to talk. He's going to. I think we got a little bit of fire. And he's going to hit McGovern 2 or 3 points tomorrow.
Good.
The wage and price control thing, which is
good. He's up there for. Yeah, that's right. Just, I wouldn't really try to use Schultz much on the attack. He's not good. He's not comfortable with it.
You really?
I just have him use some positive things that are sort of dull.
George wants to, but he doesn't know how to do it.
Oh.
His heart's in the right place.
I know. Oh, I know. He's great, but you see, it's he just isn't comfortable with it. So you give him the things that are sort of positive, you know, and all that, and let somebody else do the nut cutting.
They're really on.
Stein is good at it.
Stein is damn good at it. And Romney and Volpe and Richard.
Right.
We've got fellows who are good at it.
Fred, damn good.
Romney, as a matter of fact, has been. I wrote him a little note tonight because he's been making about as good press from the.
He knows how. He was a damn successful candidate for governor. He knows how.
And he cuts hard. He calls him naive and kicks hell out of his international stuff. That's mainly what Romney's been out talking about.
That's good. That's good.
And how successfully we are. In the housing market, which of course is a very positive story because that kicks the hell out of the government.
You know, incidentally, it's interesting that his defense speech will come out the day that we get that zero casualties too.
Yeah.
Now you be sure to sure that every spokesman we got, I'd make 100 calls to Republican members of the House and Senate on that.
Yeah, we'll
let's get that thing really steamed up.
We'll call all of our surrogates that morning and talk about that.
Surrogates and people in Washington also.
Our Congress. Yeah, good one. Very good. Do that. I don't think he had a particularly successful day.
Is that right?
No, not
from what you said. What did he do today? Where was he?
He was out in Chicago and he spoke to the, Chicago and Milwaukee both. He spoke to the Catholic School Group and I saw on CBS tonight. He was taking your line. basically, which CBS was quick to point out. And then Bruce Morty came on, who's certainly been his apologist from the beginning.
Oh, yes. All the way.
So we can't really impugn his motives, but or his sincerity, but it's only fair to point out that the Catholics are located in the 8 big states that McGovern has to lead. I thought they gave him quite a...
And CBS pointed out we had already been for this.
Oh, yeah. He comes out, I think he comes out second best on that. He'll help himself because he's with the Catholics.
Catholic Democrats that want to be with him.
Yeah, that's given him an excuse to go back, I suppose, some of them. But he still is on the wrong side of other issues as far as ranking.
Well, I would think that the Cardinal in Philadelphia and True Free Others ought to remember who the hell said it earlier and who forced him out.
Oh, God.
Will they get that word?
And they also know that the Democratic platform refused to include anything on aid to parochial schools. Oh, no, the Kroll is just 100% with us. He's doing his work very effectively, so is Cardinal Cook.
That's good.
With the political effort that we've planned with each other.
That's good.
Schultz had a good day with the building trades today. I don't know about it.
No, I didn't hear about that.
Mentioned it to you, but well, he had them all in, and they're now forming a committee. He thinks they're going to announce their support either the end of this week or early next. He felt it went very well. He did not feel the need of calling. He told me last night he might have to call while they were there to.
Yeah, I see.
Tell you to put on a little show for them. But,
right.
He said he didn't feel the need. He thinks he's got them now. Locked in, and that they'll be coming out in the next week, which I think will give us a good boost.
Of course, I suppose that Harris would say that even on the defense issue, that shows him twisting around a bit on that, huh?
Oh, yeah. Harris thinks, Mr. President, that the more he tries to clean up, the harder it's going to be for him. Simlinger feels the same thing. Simlinger feels that, I don't know whether you saw the story tonight, but Crosby Noyes' column is... and Kilpatrick's both. Crosby Noyes has a brilliantly written column tonight in which he said that really what's happened is that this fellow's become exposed. The American public has gotten to know him. And that there's nothing surprising about the polls. That they know him and they know what a loony political philosophy he stands for. And he says most of my liberal columnists find this very uncomfortable. They don't like to realize what is happening to this man and to the philosophy he represents, but he just doesn't have it. And the American people are smart enough to see it. The more they see of him, the more they realize he doesn't have it. And really, it's a magnificently well-written column. I'm going to
great
distribution, but it's
great.
But that's the point that Simlinger he said that the liberals makes a great point. He said the liberals in here to explain the state of affairs. They're taking the American electorate to task. The public, it is said, has grown callous and indifferent to the killing of Vietnam. And he said they're just blaming the public for the fact that McGovern and his policies aren't selling. Well, it's the public's fault. It's the fact that McGovern and his policies are lousy.
They're lousy. That's right. They're wrong. And the liberals are wrong.
That's right.
And they can't sell it to me. And the part is that they just realize, they're beginning to realize that this thing is one hell of a plebiscite on them. You know, that's what's eating them, don't you think?
That's just what's killing them. And that the guy that they've chosen to be their white knight just doesn't have it.
You know, I think it's good that Gallup goes up and says the gap's going to close and so forth, so now we've got it either way.
Well, that's right. Yes, it does help, actually. Somebody has to discount it, because my own view, Mr. President, is that we are, well, I believe Simlinger's better. I think we're better off today than we were 2 weeks ago. But
Simlinger believes it anyway. By those figures that you gave, I think they even surprised Connolly.
Yeah, Connolly, when we were going out, he asked me if I'd send him over a copy. Of course, he thinks Simlinger's marvelous. He had him down for 3 hours.
Yeah.
I was terribly impressed with him.
Particularly after McGovern's big week when all the press said he'd turned the corner.
That's right. And when the stories tonight said that he was tired, worn down, and been campaigning long hours, 17 hours in West Virginia, that even the star tonight talks about driving 5 hours to see 150 people in a plane. Because that's crazy.
Oh, boy. He's a candidate for president. That's right.
Crazy. And But if he's, if after all of that, and after Ted Kennedy parading out there with him, and Shriver running around the country like a madman.
He's doing now what he ought to do, of course, I think, to come back to Washington and start doing some national television.
Yep.
And it'll help him some.
Well, yes, it might. It's certainly going to help him a lot more than what he's been doing. But if he can make himself come across effectively.
Now, there's one problem he's going to have, as I told Holloman, which he doesn't realize. You see, when he goes on, it isn't like an acceptance speech. He's on one network, and he'll get about a 6 or a 7 at most.
That's right.
That's all.
That's all I get.
And most of them will be for him already.
Yeah, and if you believe the Crosby-Noyes thesis, the more they see of him, the more, and that's assuming it's too, the more tired they're going to get him. He does not, he is not selling people. Also, he's got a hell of a problem that we don't have. And that is that he, for example, he came out for aid to parochial schools today, and immediately the NEA, which had endorsed him, just kicked the living daylights out of him.
Did they?
See, they would never do that to us.
Because basically they're against it, aren't they?
Oh, sure.
What'd they say?
Well, they said that this was a wrong position, and that he should worry about public schools first. Public school needs are enormous, and that until we take care of the public schools, we shouldn't be worried about the... there it is. We believe such aid to be unconstitutional in view of recent court decisions. It's a telegram at the end. We strongly urge that you focus your energies on the overwhelming fiscal crisis in our public school system, which enrolls 90% of the nation's school-age children. See, they feel that he got their endorsement a few days ago on that freedom up to go out for aid to parochial schools. He's liable to find that trying to be all things to all people...
it's going to fall between the stools.
Yeah,
because as far as we're concerned, we don't have the NEA, and we don't give one damn.
That's right, and we've never had them. They've always kicked us around, so we were... wasn't a question of trying to keep both sides of the fence happy. But then this kind of thing is going to give him problems. Now, Sindlinger made another point on the phone to me. He said that even where Sindlinger has found evidence that he's been picking up a little bit, in the same polls, he will find that he's losing. In other words, some of the affluent suburbanites who own stock were peeling away from him. And maybe he would gain a little bit with one group or another, but... blue collar, but if he did gain a little bit, he'd lose. In other words, he may be in a very tough spot, just like this NEA and Catholic school thing, where if he tries to pick up on one, he's gonna lose it on another. But both Sindlinger and Harris believe, Mr. President, that this is, the credibility thing leads to the trust question, and it's not credibility per se, it's the way the man handles himself.
They think he's turning too much, huh?
Yep, this is where he comes apart. And the people just don't, as Meany said, not good material. They're losing confidence in the question. Harris finds that too.
Well, if we just can't let him, if I can just say, we'd be sure we understand, we must not let him get off the hook on the defense issue. That is his real Achilles heel.
Well, happily, Mr. President, that's where we have our best spokesman. I think Mel Laird is superb on this stuff. And, we got a pretty good one in Butts if we could get him off the goddamn green. But,
yeah.
Now, Mel Laird is very good on this. Just been dying to get after him. And, you know, we've got a pretty good pattern laid out now. We've got Laird on... We'll use Laird for Thursday for this, and also have him again on Sunday. We've got Rogers twice next week. We've got... Conley going to face the nation the following Sunday, and then Conley's defense speech. So we can keep a pretty steady...
His defense speech the following week.
The following week, yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see the first calendar. The 4th of October is what we talked about.
Yep, good.
And I think that's good timing.
Mm-hmm.
But that gives us every other day something that we can...
Right.
One of our better guns to fire at him.
Right. Right.
And then, of course, next week, using the one set of spots that Conley agreed to use, the negative Democrat spots on defense, which is perfect.
Right. Right.
So if McGovern wants to fight on this issue, that's great.
If we get him talking about this, then he's going to have to twist and turn a bit.
Well,
and make that the issue.
That's right. The media notwithstanding, I think he's... television media, at least, which always is saying we're on the defensive or we're reacting. I think he's reacting more than we are, especially if he comes back next week canceled out the dates that he had on the road, and has to talk, if he has to talk on amnesty, if he has to explain himself on that, then by God, he is on the defensive. And I think this depends on policy statement.
What's his position on amnesty going to be, do we know?
Well, I would guess what he would have to do. He can't possibly come over to our position, because he would just totally lose the kids. And he can't afford to do that. I think what he has to do is to try to take a middle-of-the-road position.
Say, well, they'll have to serve in...
there'll be some form of the national service required.
No, not... But we've got to be very hard on that, anybody who's deserted his country must serve, and, I mean, he's got to pay the penalty.
Yep, and you don't...
Use the word penalty.
We're not even going to consider any form of the... we're not going to consider anything until the prisoner's at home and aware of it.
Well, he doesn't... But he says that too, doesn't he?
Well, he will say... Yeah, but he'll say that I'm bringing them all home next spring, and therefore here's what I'm doing.
Yeah, but we've got to say that even when they're all home and the war is over, they've got to pay the penalty for having deserted their country.
Pay the penalty is the line that...
The penalty is the right. The penalty. That's right.
He said things in the past. I mean, he's got them in this compendium that he's put together. He said things in the past that are just bizarre, you know, that the real heroes are those...
That's right. That's right.
Had the moral courage to...
That's right. That's right. That's right. Okay. Well, anyway, it's be an interesting week with Sindlinger showing what he does. It's going to be very hard for Gallup or Harris to come out with anything very far different from that.
I think they're going to. I think, you know, there's always that margin for some statistical.
Sure, we don't mind that.
But I think it's going to be in the same ballpark as before, and it's going to crush hell out of them. You know, the Monday when the Nets all yesterday when the networks and the others all picked up the re-ran the polls. That just rocks the McGovern camp. Harris told me that they recall him trying to get data.
Right.
So if we get another good round coming in next week, I think it's going to...
Then he's going to really have to get going.
He's going to get desperate. And the more desperate he gets, the more he is.
He's going to get desperate, and he's also going to get the feeling that there's where we have to be sure we watch that we don't get this any sympathy reaction on him.
That's right. I think that's
right.
But we won't get a sympathy. I think George Christian was absolutely right. This man does not...
Not sympathy, but I mustn't get the feeling that the Democrats then say, good God, we got to do something for this fellow. We're all going down the tube.
Save the party.
That's why we got to get Dole and Fanchet all to calm down a bit.
That is terribly important. I think, frankly, Mr. President, I made a lot of notes after a meeting today that the schedule that we've outlined is perfect. I mean, it just leads us into the issues just the way we wanted. It ties into what you're doing. It's a marvelous counterpoint to what you're doing. And that's the one thing we've got to watch for, that we don't start talking about. Now, all the congressmen, you probably saw that there was one survey conducted which showed that only 50% of the Democratic congressmen were even trying to support McGovern within the new summer. And if we get too much of our own guys floating about the Senate and House, then that's a problem.
Just tell them to pipe down, do it, but say nothing.
That's right.
Okay.
That's one more watch. Thank you.